GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Hallelujah. It's the computer geeks behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A. Who's from Midcoast iPhone Repair in our studio this morning, George?
I have no idea.
That's me, Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair.
Printed it right on the whole agenda that I write up
down,
every
George.
Day and I print out.
Chris Quimby, but he's the funniest guy I know.
Okay, you know what? You could have done. You could have just said it's Chris.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and it would have been just fine. Okay, because let's try this again. Who is here from Chris Downs' computer room in Brewer?
Chris Downs is here.
There.
Good morning.
Oh, Lordy. If you got a question about your smart device that seems to be smarter than you or your laptop or your PC or what's working for you, what's not working, now's your time to call it in. 1-800-966-1039. Talk to the computer geeks, Chris and Chris. 1-800-966-1039. The McLaughlin Seafood inbox is, as always, open for your email.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com and text us carefully if you would, please. 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Someone sent a note, wanted to know, how warm must I keep my room if I'm going to operate a computer in it?
Oh, wow, good question.
I guess they got some construction project or something. They want to have, I think it's a laptop that they want to have out in an insulated, but not necessarily heated environment, and I don't know which Chris I should look at first. Chris Downs, I'm going to look at you first. I don't know how warm you keep the Chris Downs computer room.
I would definitely want to keep it above freezing because you're going to get condensation and stuff going on if it's going to drop below that. I mean, obviously the warmer, I shouldn't say the warmer the better. You don't want it to be above 80 degrees if you can help it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want my devices freezing. Typically, if I bring a device in from the cold, I let it warm up before I try to turn it on.
So the assumption isn't that somebody's going to be in here operating this computer. It would be by itself.
It would sit by itself, and then they'd operate it. And probably by the time they get in there, they're probably going to at least warm it up so it's tolerable.
Yeah, I would think if there's going to be a person in there, any temperature that a person would be comfortable with should be good for a computer.
Mm-hmm. But,
right?
But we're talking above 32 and lower than 80 would be optimal?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. I'd be guessing.
That might be hard to achieve in Maine, but I mean, obviously, we leave things out in the car and, you know, go back in and use them, but I would try to at least warm it up before you start it up.
So warm it up to at least
above freezing.
Above freezing.
You know, actually, and just to piggyback off that, what's your thought, Chris, on, like, let's say...
You mean you want to park there for a moment?
I stole that line.
Tell him.
It's not even my line. I got it from a pastor online, I guess, or something like that.
You brought it to us.
I was on TV.
I copied it, and then George used it.
I was on TV Friday night, and I said, let's park here.
Wow.
So do you
some
have
people
that?
Could take that wrong.
Yeah, <see?
laughs> yeah, let's
as
go
come on. But anyway.
But anyway, like let's say you keep an iPad out in the back seat of your car in these cold Maine winters, and then you want to bring it in the house. If you've ever done that with a phone, you've realized sometimes there's some condensation on it. Do you have any thoughts on that, Chris?
Well, I've always just lived by the idea of letting it get to a room temperature before you turn it on. That's not always practical, but... And of course, I go back to when computers were gigantic and pretty old. We'd, you know, unload computers off a truck. We'd always want to let them get to room temperature before we fire them up.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, too. I don't know that you're going to do harm necessarily, but you can
talking to a guy who uses his iPhone while he's snowmobiling, too. So I don't live by that rule.
But that's how people use their stuff, though. I think you use it. So
yeah, you got to think that people are making these things ergonomically. Not only for great function, but for no matter what function you're taking it to. For instance, there's a difference between water resistant and waterproof.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I tell people, I think a lot of that is marketing. I had a lady that came in to my shop a couple months ago who had an iPhone 8, which when sold new is purported to be water resistant. I don't remember the exact statistics, but you should be able to keep it under like 3 feet or 3 meters of water for like 8 minutes or something like that. She dropped it in the water for like as long as it takes for somebody to swear and then bend over and pick it up out of like a foot of water. And it had water damage in it.
Yeah,
it had water exposure.
Yeah, I don't trust those. They tell me it's water, but I don't trust it.
It was a toilet, wasn't it?
It was actually the ocean.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, we've had plenty.
Everybody's done a toilet.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only guy that's ever run over one with his car, but I didn't.
No, Kerry Weston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I ran over mine with the car. I lost it on the highway when I got out to check to see if the the cover on my truck was on. So my son has dropped his into the ocean twice. We do some pretty bad things to our phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and ocean, if people don't know, salt water, a lot worse than fresh water.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't,
Chris
didn't
Downs,
go get it.
Chris Downs, you started to say, that people have. Are they doing them with iDevices and laptops as well as iDevices?
Doing?
Foolishly dropping them in large quantities of water?
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about running yours over with a car. You were definitely not the only person doing that.
You have any stories to tell?
Oh, please. Go ahead. Change the names to protect the stupid.
Well, we get all the stories. You ran it over with a truck, left it on the roof of your car, ran it over with your tractor.
Tractor?
I had somebody that came into me once, a couple years ago, who just with a very straight face said, he had two phones for me to fix. The screens were busted. And he said, well, it's good to know that you're here. Appreciate your business and all that. We'll probably be back because when my girlfriend and I get mad, we don't touch each other. We throw our phones. And I thought, well, I don't know if this just came out of some advice from counseling or whatever, but obviously that's much safer. But it was just a matter of, yeah, that's what we do. We get ticked off. We check our phones against the wall. So we'll probably be back.
And I got a call just yesterday. I asked them how this particular break happened because sometimes it helps me diagnose why this, in this case, the camera was no longer working. And he said, I may or may not have thrown it against the wall.
Probably doing a ball game.
And I've wanted to throw phones against the wall. Don't get me wrong. I just haven't crossed that
line.
That line.
And by the way, it should be Midcoast iPhone Repair and Marriage Counseling.
I do that.
And as well as Chris Downs Computer Counseling Room.
I've actually, not to be too dark here, but I've thought that I should employ grief counselors one day a week at my place because some of the people that come in whose devices are busted are so distraught.
I thought that way about our coffee maker when it died. Right. In all honesty, Chris and Chris, the computer geeks, 1-800-966-1039.
I've learned one thing. There's nothing I can do other than putting it into a bag of taking my phone to the beach in Florida. I've finally just not done it anymore.
The good old Ziploc bag. It's a handy device.
Well, I have a bag they make for it, and I finally bought it, but it's a
How much you pay for that, the bag?
$10, something like that.
Where a Ziploc bag would be just as good?
I suppose.
Well, he makes radio money.
Well, I have what George has, too. I've got the bag made for the phone, but it has a strap that you can put over your neck, which is really handy when you're driving the boat or canoeing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like a water wallet.
Sure.
Now, when I go canoeing, I have a large bag that I climb into that seals with me and the phone because I don't want to get wet nor have my phone get wet.
Don't have any rocks in there.
Take a deep breath before you go in.
Well, I bought
it
because I had to, when I got injured and had surgery on my leg, when you were in the shower, they recommended that I always have a phone with me. So how do you take your phone into the shower? So I bought this bag that you can, it's waterproof, and you hang it in the shower. And if you fall or anything in the shower, I was on one leg, and you were operating with soap and water, you could fall. So I kept the phone in the shower.
These images in my head are awful.
Yeah, quickly diverting away from him showering.
Yes. Just imagine if you can't get the phone going. I've fallen, and I can't boot up.
Let's go back to the beach. That was way more pleasant. The beach isn't just the water. You also don't want the sand getting
the
in
sand
your device.
The sand was a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when that bully comes up and kicks sand in your face...
Yes.
Oh, that's an old ad.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Chris and Chris, the computer geeks, are here. What is your question about your smart device, laptop, or whatever?
Hello, I guess you're talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Okay, this is Bill from Island Falls. I have on an OtterBox, does that protect your phone from throwing it against the wall? And I have another question. The video door... bell alarms. I'm just wondering how good those are.
Okay, well, let's take the two questions. Listen for the answers on your car radio there, Mr. Man from Island Falls. First of all, OtterBox. We've seen OtterBox. What is the most protective device? This doesn't have to be a commercial or, we won't hold you to this.
OtterBox makes a good case. Yeah. I like the case to be padded on the corner, so to speak, because a lot of the breaks happen when the phone lands on the corner. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my iPhone, which is in an OtterBox.
You got an OtterBox in yours?
Yep. OtterBox makes different levels of cases, the Defender, Commuter, blah, blah, blah.
Mine's a Toru, which has the little case in the back so I can put my...
Yep, I get a little... I can match you there. I got a place for my cards, too.
Do you?
But I tell people, have as much case as you can stand.
Yeah,
Start life with a case, because once you get used to your phone in a case, you're used to your phone in a case.
And I think there's not a one-size-fits-all solution for that. I'll have parents that will ask on behalf of, for example, getting a case for their kids' phones. And like you said, the biggest kind of, like if a parent is forcing their kids to put their phone in a case against mm-hmm. their will, and it's one of the bulkier OtterBox cases, the kids will just take it out of the case. So the case is no good if the kid isn't going to keep it on it.
Disobedient children.
Yeah, so like Chris said, something that's workable for you. And you can still do damage. I also tell people, there's this whole psychology behind it. Like sometimes if you feel like your phone is safer, you're not going to be as careful with it. And you could actually chuck it around a little bit more because you feel like you can get away with it.
Let's go to his other point, are you guys have any familiarity with, I don't know if it's called Ring or...
There's a few of them out there. I hear good reports about them. Personally, I don't want my house on the internet. Maybe that's contra to what I do for a living. Is that a word, contra?
It is now.
Yeah, it is.
You said it on radio.
There are contra dances. Contras.
Anyway... I have, to throw out an ad here, I think you guys have on your radio station, Simply Safe as a home security. And I have security cameras, but they're not broadcast on the internet. I think some of these doorbells, to me at least, it's a little too out there on the internet. I don't have a thermostat that you can access from the internet. Maybe I'm paranoid, but...
And I'm a little old school, but I have just snipers on the roof, just like back in the 70s.
Yeah, so. Pitbull get the job done.
Yeah.
Or at least the sound effect of a big, ugly barking dog if someone trips over a sensor.
Absolutely.
1-800-966-1039 is our telephone number. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. You're on with the Computer Geeks. What's your question about your smart device?
I was wondering if they could briefly explain how to restore contacts on the smartphone that for some reason disappears. And the other question I have is, can we unlock phones easier nowadays?
Okay, let's do one at a time here. Restoring contacts on a smartphone.
Well, I don't know is the caller still on the line?
Yeah, quickly.
Are we talking Apple or Android?
Apple or Android.
Android.
Okay, so I'm not as experienced with that. What experience I have is sometimes there are programs like Samsung Smart Switch and whatnot, which will allow you to extract certain types of information off an Android phone. And to my experience with Samsung is, I don't want to get too worried here, but I think you can pick and choose which types of information you want to have moved over. There's a lot of different corollaries to that regarding whether you have your password and all this sort of stuff. If you wanted to message one of us personally, we'd be able to give you more specific information.
But you said Samsung Smart Switch is the name of the...
Is one that I have used between Samsung phones. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Again, there's a lot of other variables that we would have to know that we might not want to take up time with on air, but we'd be happy to help you off air.
And remind us, what was the other question, caller?
I wanted to know if we've come up with a way to unlock phones.
Let's talk about that, unlocking your phone, when we come back with the Computer Geeks from Chris Downs Computer Room. Why, it's Chris Downs. And from Midcoast iPhone Repair, it's Chris Quimby. And if you got a question for either of them, best to email it to us. The McLaughlin Seafood Inbox.
You've got mail.
At WVOM@blueberrybroadcasting.com. Unless your computer's broken and you can't email GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.